painting out there. First and 10, left, right across your radio. Little midnight black, I think that is out there. And it's a handoff right up the middle out to about the 49-yard line. Lawrence is Dylan Matheny bringing him down. At the bound of that pile would be number 41, the fullback, Brendan Hanley for Deckerville. That is just his second carry of the night. It's a 3-yard gain, second down, 7 to go from Deckerville's 49-yard line. Running clock this second half until the differential can get below 35 points. It's currently at 38. Deckerville on offense trying to add to that 38-point lead.
Gotta love the Coach Browns and their offense. They run Ibarra, they run Ibarra, they run Ibarra. Come out in the second half and this fullback dive right up the middle just to throw you off, just when you thought you had it figured out. And that's part of the reason why this offense has been so successful.
And now it's a handoff to Ibarra. He's across midfield, across the 45, and drags his defender out to the 44-yard line, brought down by Connor McDaniel, the senior defenseman for Lawrence. After a 6-yard gain, third down, 1 yard to go.
Yeah, and a good run there by Ibarra. And when he gets through that defensive line, you know, all the credit given to that offensive line of Deckerville, making holes, Ibarra driving through them and getting all right up close to that first down marker. Can't be more than about a football away from that first down. Third and short for Deckerville.
Reese's leading Memphis 40-0. Thank you to tipster Katie for that one. Third down and one for Isaac Kineth and the Eagles, and they hand it off to Ibarra.
I don't think he got it.
Lawrence sniffed that one out, and they're going to say forward progress has him at the original line of scrimmage. And so this will bring up a fourth down situation for Deckerville. Tackle was made by Dylan Matheny of Lawrence. Fourth down, 1 yard to go from the Lawrence 45-yard line. 9.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. 38-0 Deckerville.
And a good stand there by Lawrence, bringing up a fourth down. That's part of the issue, is Deckerville really hasn't had many fourth down opportunities. We'll see if Lawrence can stand tall.
As they hand off to Cole Rumsick, and there's fumbles and ball is on the field. And looks like Lawrence is going to scoop it up at the 44-yard line, as Cole Rumsick never had a good handle on that ball. And as he's getting brought down in the backfield, he would have been short of the first down marker anyway. It fumbled forward, and Lawrence was able to grab it. No, hang on.
They just pointed that Deckerville got a first down.
Okay. So whatever we just said, forget about it. We're just making sure you're paying attention over there.
Right.
So good thing that fumble did go forward, because otherwise it would have not been in Deckerville's favor. Move the chains. That's one way of doing it. That's
apparently, I'm not sure. Did that ball go out of bounds?
I have no clue.
It had to have been a Deckerville player. Recover the football. Nonetheless, first down for Deckerville. Fresh set of downs.
And it's a handoff to Cole Rums. Nope, that would be number 41, Brendan Hanley, the fullback with the run right through the middle. And he's across the 40 down to the 37-yard line for a nice 7-yard gain. Brought down by number 13, Chris Schumann.
Yeah, Chris Schumann making a nice tackle. Brendan Hanley finding a little success there. He gets through the middle, used to getting hit after a yard and having to fight for the other one. This time getting a little running room and a full head of steam, getting him 7 yards on first down.
That fumble reminded me of a Lee Corso coaching at Indiana when they threw the ball out of bounds to win the game. That's the only thing that it really looked like. Deckerville running.
I thought they made a rule change to fix that, didn't they?
Yeah, and this is a handoff right up the middle, and Hendley has room to run. He's across the 25 and finally brought down to the 21-yard line. A nice run from the 43 all the way down to the 22, brought down by Connor McDaniel. Move the chains, Deckerville, as they're going to be knocking on the door inside the red zone yet again.
And this all plays right into the Deckerville playbook as Cruz Ibarra just runs wild in the first half. Now they come out changing it up a little bit, getting Hanley in there with some carries, and he's finding some success early because the only thing Lawrence can think about is trying to find a way to stop number three, Cruz Ibarra, and all of a sudden Hanley now having some room to run and breaking through that Lawrence Tiger defense.
Ibarra is currently 18 carries, 166 yards, one rushing touchdown, one completion in passing for a score as well of 14 yards. Brendan Hanley with 4 carries for 33 yards. And Cole Rumsick gets the carry. He's out to the 15-yard line and still on his feet. And they're going to say he's actually brought down a second effort at the 17-yard line. We'll see where they mark this one down. As the one side will Judge has them actually all the way down to the 15-yard line. They're going to say forward progress has stopped. So it's a 7-yard gain for Cole Rumsick. Second down, 3 to go, 6.5 to play in the third.
And Connor McDaniel in on yet another tackle for Lawrence. That's going to give him an even 10 on the game, Clark, as he's been all over the place on defense for Lawrence.
Deckerville now taking their time, leading 38-0 halfway through the third quarter. Running clock situation. Really doesn't matter, though. They've kept it in between the hash marks this whole second half so far. I formation, kind of under center. Hand off to Henley. He's out to the 10, has the first down. He's still on his feet, and they will give him a 3-yard, actually a 5-yard gain when he needed 3, brought down by McDaniel. Move the chains yet again. This might be a first and goal situation, depending on the spot. That's exactly what it is.
That's exactly what it is, Clark. You are right on. And notice that Cole Rumsick and Cruz Ibarra really swapping out as the lead running back almost every other play right now. But it's been the fullback, Hanley, that's been getting most of the carries and easily moving it down the field.
5:18 remains in the third quarter. Deckerville 38, Lawrence nothing on the WLW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Sam Kaplan with your call tonight. I formation, Kineth under center, and it's going to be Ibarra with it down to the 5 inside, and he's in untouched, standing up, touchdown, Deckerville. 5:01 remaining in the third, and Ibarra marches in for Deckerville. A 54-yard drive capped off with another score from the leading rusher of Deckerville. It's now 44 Deckerville, Lawrence nothing.
And what a great run by Ibarra as the whole defensive line. They thought for sure that the fullback had it again that time. They collapsed towards it, a delayed handoff to Ibarra, and he does what he does best, and untouched right between the hash marks into the end zone and putting Deckerville up now 44-0, two-point conversion coming up.
Kineth under center going for 2, rolling to his right, play action, and he has no one open. Now lets it fly, and look at this. He throws it, and it's batted down at the line at the end zone, at the goal line, and then it comes right back into the hands of Kineth. He catches it, falls across the end zone, across the goal line, and they're going to say 2-point conversion is good.
It's got to be.
Holy cow.
Kind of threw a 2-point conversion pass to himself for 2 points. Deckerville doing it in every way possible.
5:01 remains in the third quarter. It is Deckerville 46. Lawrence nothing on the WLW Sports Network. We'll be back in 40 seconds.
Are you a little hot under the collar? Is your car's air conditioning not working? You know, there is a lot of summer left. Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They have the proper equipment, the parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They also sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. Remember, if you want to be really cool, see Kotick Radiator Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
Well, the onslaught continues. Deckerville now leads by 46 points as they lead 46-0. 5:01 remains in the third. Running clock situation. Clock stopped momentarily for the score. As Deckerville kicking off left to right across your radio. This one comes down to about the 30-yard line before it goes out of bounds from Curtis Vogel. Flag will fly, and Lawrence will start their drive at their own 35-yard line as they have for the past few drives.
So do you think Deckerville leads all teams in illegal procedures this year?
I'm not a betting man, but I am Catholic, so I'd say yes.
I think that'd be an interesting stat to have for the year. How many legal procedures Deckerville has in a season?
I was going to say how many Catholic broadcasters, but I'm not quite sure there. 4:58 left in the third quarter. It's 46-0. Lawrence trails, and they're on offense. Coming out in the spread formation, and that would be McDaniel back at quarterback in the shotgun. Going to keep it for himself. Now dipping and diving to the left, and Lawrence in trouble as he's brought down by Cole Hewitt just after the line of scrimmage, out for a 2-yard gain. And Connor McDaniel getting up a little bit gingerly. He has to be beat up. He's been tackled a whole slew of times. That's his 10th carry for just 22 yards. Second down, 7 to go for Lawrence.
Cass City takes the lead in Ubley, Clark.
Oh my.
22 to 16, and Ubley just had a drive where they fumbled on the 1 yard.